Hello and welcome. I'm Laura Averly, site editor for searchcontentmanagement.com. Today I have with me SharePoint and BI expert Scott Robinson, and we're going to discuss how SharePoint workflows can be used for business process management. Now, SharePoint BPM has many capabilities, but it's not designed specifically to be a large-scale enterprise BPM platform. However, its workflow management features may offer some key BPM benefits. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Hi there, Laura.
So let's start by talking a little bit more about SharePoint's BPM capabilities. How does SharePoint actually compare to platforms that are designed specifically for BPM?
Well, SharePoint has taken some hard knocks in the BPM area. The fact is that it's really underappreciated as a BPM platform, and that's kind of unfortunate. The trend in industry in general right now is to have dedicated BPM resources. Enterprises of all sizes, the big ones, the medium, and the small, are all leaning toward dedicated BPM resources, and a lot of these organizations already have SharePoint in place, and they hear that SharePoint has BPM resources. And then they try them out, and they don't seem to measure up because they truly don't map well to the dedicated BPM platforms that are out there. The IBM platform, the Oracle platform, Appian, Software AG, all these platforms get a lot of press and a lot of play, and they boast about having big enterprise-wide features, and SharePoint looks like, you know, the little engine that can't. And I think on a lot of levels that's unfair. And we can get into some of the details. But the fact is, SharePoint does have strong BPM capabilities, great workflow management, and it's underappreciated as a BPM platform.
Now the question is, can SharePoint and BPM tools coexist in the enterprise? This doesn't have to be an either-or situation, right?
Well, it really isn't, and that's something that a lot of organizations ought to be exploring. The big BPM platforms, they do a lot of things well. They do high-level process modeling that gets really down into the weeds in terms of able to do a great deal with your enterprise IT resources. SharePoint BPM is specifically built around processing office objects, which is to say the products of the office suite, documents and spreadsheets and the kind of things that you create on a desktop. Because that's how it grew out. 10 years ago, Microsoft committed to that concept, and so their architecture has been gone along those lines. Now, the fact is that you can have those big enterprise-wide process models to guide you in terms of automating business processes with your larger platforms, but the reason SharePoint survives in the BPM arena to begin with is that those big platforms don't play well with Office objects, with desktop data. Whereas Microsoft's platform plays wonderfully with those things. Now, what you can do, basically, in mixing and matching, is you can design a great many local BPM processes. And by local, I mean intra-departmental, team-based, and so on, where you've got small groups working on business processes as opposed to enterprise-wide processes. And that works just fine and will ultimately have a lower maintenance cost and a lower implementation cost than using your big guns to do those jobs. So you're absolutely right. It's not an either-or choice.
Can you tell us a little more about how SharePoint's workflow management capabilities have improved in SharePoint 2013 as opposed to previous versions?
I sure can. Another great move that Microsoft made is that they realized that the world was moving toward web services as a means of passing data all over the place, and that was an accommodation of the Internet. 10 years ago, and now web services are everywhere. Well, Microsoft took another step. It designed a thing called the Windows Communication Foundation. WCF is a Microsoft internal technology that allows information to be jumped around the enterprise from point to point to point in the IT infrastructure with incredible ease. It's easy to embed WCF functionality to pass data from system to system very quickly. It doesn't take long to implement. It's in the Visual Studio Suite. It's a data transport of choice now in Microsoft systems. Now, what they did was they designed Microsoft Workflow Manager in such a way as to leverage WCF, point-to-point communication of data, within the workflow product. So now, with a workflow manager client distributed throughout my enterprise, I can pass workflow product around anywhere that I want to in the enterprise. It's far more convenient to distribute workflow endpoints using WCF. It used to be that really all I had going for me back in the SharePoint Moz days, workflow-wise, was passing emails around, you know, for automated approval. Or not automated approval, but for convenient, follow me wherever I go approval. Now I don't have to go look in my email to know that I'm up for something I need to approve or look at or whatever in a workflow process. Pulling people into workflow is now far easier because of WCF. The workflow manager now leverages WCF, and that's a huge leap forward in terms of convenience.
Finally, do you have any additional tips for our listeners on how to use SharePoint workflow management features to support business process management?
Yeah, I think that one thing that people don't think of is how to mix and match SharePoint capabilities internally. Workflow capability in SharePoint has the disadvantage of being locally oriented. It's not a big enterprise-wide feature, and that's a downside. On the other hand, business process management in the Microsoft stack itself is pretty sophisticated because it borrows from Microsoft's BizTalk technology, and BizTalk technology is all about enterprise-wide distribution. Now, what you can do essentially is piggyback workflow on top of BPM. In BPM, Microsoft BPM, you can do dynamic content handling. You can do process modeling. You can monitor multiple process flows. So what you can do is you can use BPM to sort of be the caretaker of all these local workflows. As long as you can distribute workflow throughout the enterprise with the new workflow manager and the WCF capabilities, you can use business process management to basically dashboard the results of those workflows in a convenient way so that you may not be able to control it all from one point, but you can observe it all from one point. You can keep an eye on all those little workflows, and by doing that, kind of shape it all into one big process. Now, it's not as convenient and not as powerful as using the other brand's big BPM platforms, but it does get you there, and it gets you there a lot cheaper.
Well, thanks, Scott, for taking us through some of the ways SharePoint can be used for BPM. I'm Laura Aberle, and for more on SharePoint and on business process management in general, be sure to check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Thanks for listening.